enough to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome back, my friend. Chef and the Fat Man live from La Cordon Green. And we are Chef and the Fat Man with Chef Eric. And it's good to see that the next recipe has one of the true FDA, not quite yet approved food groups, bacon.
Absolutely. Everything's better with bacon.
I mean, literally. We talk about it all the time, almost to the point of ad nauseum.
Yep.
But that's because we got to get people to realize, like the big green egg is so extremely versatile, bacon is extremely versatile.
Yeah.
The big green egg is to barbecue what bacon is to culinary.
A friend of mine was posting something the other day. His daughter is very, very picky about what she eats. And she'll only eat, I think it was like chicken nuggets. Not even real chicken, just chicken nuggets. That's all she wanted. And, of course, I won't talk about the parenting. Exactly. But
yes.
But so one day he gives the kid some bacon. Now all the kid wants is bacon. Now you can't blame the kid.
Yeah, I mean, the kid's finally acquired a palate.
Absolutely.
But,
absolutely.
Oh, no, bacon, though, I mean, how many times would you say, how many shows in 6 years have you done with bacon? I'd probably say a good 25% or 30% with bacon.
Yeah, especially if you're cooking on the egg.
Because the
combination of the smokiness of the bacon and the wonderful natural smoke that the egg imparts.
Oh, it's incredible.
Awesome. So what I got here is I went to the store. Have you gone to the store and looked at the price of bacon recently? Like at just a regular grocery store?
Last time I was looking anywhere from $4.99 to $7.99 a pound.
$7.99 a pound now across the board.
Oh.
And they're doing things like if you buy two, you get one free type thing. But still, $7.99. I mean, I'm talking everything across the board.
Really?
Now, fortunately, I only needed about a half pound, so Oscar Mayer has a half pound.
Oh, cool.
Thing. It was $3.99 for that.
Yeah.
But
it's crazy. And yet beef. Man, I get 90-10 beef now. I've got it at $3.49.
Yeah. Well, you can. I've seen grass-fed starting at $3.99. Whole Foods, once in a while, will have grass-fed at $3.99.
Ribeyes. Ribeyes at $7.99 and $8.99 a pound. They were up to $15.99 to $17.99 a pound just 6 months ago.
Yep.
So it's crazy, man.
Well, the other thing is, if you're going to a restaurant and you're ordering salmon, I'll tell you, I'm not going to order salmon for quite a while at a restaurant.
Really?
Here's why. The price of salmon has almost doubled or tripled in some cases, depending on the salmon. And so a lot of restaurants are struggling. I'm in a few chefs' groups, and these guys are struggling to find something that they can afford to put on the menu without raising the prices on the menu.
Yeah.
So they're going to a lot more farm-raised, Atlantic, you know. It's always going to be fishy tasting. The fats don't render properly. You know, it's really a problem. So be wary of your salmon. Not that it's not going to be safe or anything like that. It's just not going to be as good as what you're expecting.
Now, I had somebody talking to me just last night at Cutter Cigar Emporium on Inwood Parkway in Alpharetta. And
nice plug.
Yeah, thank you. We were sitting there talking, and I had asked him if he had ever heard of it's a shrimp that comes out of a very small area in the Gulf, only area in the Gulf where they it's red royal shrimp. They look red.
Yeah.
They got the consistency of a lobster tail, and they're bigger, but like a crinkly lobster tail. But it's only so many boats. One group, so small an area, but they get these royal reds. And he said, well, have you ever tried... It was a paisan, Tony.
Yeah.
He said, have you ever had the Argentinian shrimp?
Right.
And I said, of course not. Who would want a shrimp from Argentina?
Hey, easy.
But he said that at another particular chain, they carry them when they can get them, and they said they go flying off the shelf. He said they're not quite as big.
Right.
Now, I did not even... I've never even heard of Argentinian shrimp.
Yeah, it's, I mean...
Gotta be, well, I guess...
It's a big thing down there, so... You know, in Buenos Aires and Uruguay and all that, they're near enough the water down there, and you've got, you know, cool waters, so things like even lobsters and things like that tend to work. And
he said they're not overly priced.
No, not at all. Not at all.
He said, but the only ones he got were small. Is there a size issue with Argentinian shrimp?
No.
I've heard.
You know, I think you're just being rude now.
No, I'm just rude.
I think you are. By the way, my timer just went off to go get our little cream cheese flowers.
Well, while you do that, I've got some interesting little tidbits to share with our audience today.
All right, why don't you do that? And by the way, I'm rendering the bacon. I've sliced it down. We're rendering it for our potato pancakes, or our German apple pancakes.
Today, and I'm so sorry we get caught up in the moment. Today is Pascua, Florida Day, the state day in Florida. It is the official state day of Florida. It is also a national PB&J day. And for those of you who are not familiar with PB&J, oh, my God, that's peanut butter and jelly. The Feast of Aachen, who is the Mayan god of wine, one of Chef Eric's favorite gods. And it is the culmination of Egg Salad Week. Now, you notice how it comes at this time every time of the year, like right after Easter, it fluctuates. The week after Easter is official Egg Salad Week. I wonder why. You know, and this begs a question. I ask you, our listeners out there, and if you want to send us some pictures, if you've got some, send us some pictures to our Facebook at chefandafatman.com. Do you still color Easter eggs? Do you and your kids get together and just sit around and color Easter eggs? I mean, when I was growing up, it was an absolute necessity. Chef Eric... When he was younger, he had Jeeves color his Easter eggs.
No.
We did it our old-fashioned way. But it's just one of those things. So we were talking about Chef Eric while you were checking the flowers. Today is, of course, the final culmination of Egg Salad Week. And we said it fluctuates in accordance with Easter. And I said, now, when I was growing up, you had to. There wasn't a kid, a family... Anyone in the universe that didn't dye their Easter eggs. And I don't know, do they still do that anymore?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Really?
Big thing, yeah. I will tell you, though, that I never did.
What?
As a kid. I don't know, we just didn't do it.
I'm choked up.
It wasn't enough.
No, you had Jeeves do it.
I think we may have tried it one time, and my mom said, this is a mess. We're just not going to do this.
A heathen.
Oh, it's just, you know, the way my mom was. So.
Oh, we were raised on it, man. We were raised. I mean, every Easter.
I guess I never understood the purpose, because once you put all that food dye on it, then, you know.
See, what we do at Casa Jenkins growing up, we used to take the shells off before we mixed it in with the salad, and the dye didn't really, you know.
No, I know you take it. You're trying to. All right.
I'm having fun today.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah. Well, usually I'm the one that takes the brunt of all the jokes. So it's, but anyway, I was also sharing with everyone while you were out there, Chef Eric, Feast of Aachen, the Mayan god of wine. And I was mentioning to our audience, it's one of the few gods that you still recognize is the god of wine. But he doesn't recognize that anymore now, at least for a while.
Not for a while. Yeah.
But egg salad. Now, do you like, I love egg salad.
I do. I never really ate it as a kid, again, but I do enjoy it, yeah.
I love, I make a basic egg salad. Just eggs, mayonnaise, a little yellow mustard, a little pickle relish. I use the dill pickle relish, which gives it a kind of nice little different twang to it. A little white pepper, a little salt, a splash of garlic. And I'll tell you what, man, you put that on good soft white bread, you make a big old sandwich. And a bowl of tomato soup or just any kind of soup.
Right.
It's hard to beat. That's why we liked Easter.
So I finished rendering out my bacon here, by the way. If I can get back to cooking just for a second.
Well, you went outside. I got to fill
in. I know. I've actually got to go back outside, too. But I've rendered out my bacon. I'm turning off my pan. I took some paper towels and have sopped up a good amount of the bacon oil left in the pan from rendering out the bacon. I'm going to leave that in there, though, to actually saute my my apples in, so that we pick up some of that bacon flavor nice. In the apples as well. So I'm going to go outside now. I'm going to check on, I think, both of our dishes may be about ready to come out.
Oh, that's great. So we can finish those and get ready for number three. We are Chef and a Fat Man, a Blue Collar Chefs, live from Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. We are taking it to the streets of Doraville. If you'd like to find out where this place is, it is at the intersection of 85 and 285, just inside 285, on the western side of 85.